At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, folks, there's been some changes in the way that teachers are grading, and this has been hotly debated, these grading reforms such as no zeros, 50% rule, no late penalties, unlimited retakes. We're joined by Adam Tyner, National Research Director at the Fordham Institute and one of the authors of this study, to find out what teachers are actually thinking of these changes that have been imposed on them in grading. Adam, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you, Noel.
So we keep hearing about this term, I guess it's called grade inflation, you know, as well as our GPA inflation and, you know, and talking about trying to achieve equity as being a reason for all of this. If you would, just kind of develop the backdrop for my listening audience of what is being debated at the present time.
Yeah, so there has been, grading has been debated for a long time. People have different opinions about what should go into grades. But over the last few years, there's been a move to try to make grading more equitable. And some of the changes to grades have been kind of branded as being more equitable grading practices. And the problem that they're trying to identify, that they're trying to solve, is a real one. There are numerous studies that show that teachers sometimes exhibit biases towards different groups of students. And so there have been studies where they did experiments, for example, where they showed that if a teacher thinks that they're grading a black student, maybe because of the name that's associated with the assignment or something, versus grading a white student. And these are experiments, so the assignments are exactly the same, just some name has been changed or something, that teachers will, in aggregate, not every single teacher, but in aggregate, there's some bias against black students. And there's other groups of students that have also have bias against them, at least on some high systemic level. Like there's some average bias. Of course, not every teacher is necessarily grading them differently, but there's enough that researchers can detect that. So that has led people to think, how can we get rid of, you know, bias and make grading fair and accurate? And some solutions to that, like using grading rubrics where the teacher has, like, they know 5 points goes for this and 10 points is if they have a clear thesis statement and 20 points is for this other thing. When they have a clear rubric, that can help to eliminate that bias. Research has shown that. And also things like anonymized grading can help that. But the reformers have also focused, I'd say they focused a lot more of their energy on changes to grading that often lower standards and lower expectations for student behavior and for their academic performance. Things like you mentioned, not allowing them to have zero. So if they turn in or if they don't turn in their assignment in the past, they would have gotten a zero, but they change the grading scale so that they automatically get a 50. And that's supposed to make it fairer or at least motivate the students more because they haven't, you know, had this really bad grade and now they'll want to try more. I don't know that there's any evidence that shows that that's true, but that is a policy that has been promoted. Other things include getting rid of all deadlines. So you can always make up an assignment or turn it in late with no penalty, getting rid of homework grades, getting rid of participation grades. And those, I mean, you can imagine are pretty tenuously tied to equity in any way. They're really just about having lower expectations for students' behavior and performance, giving them fewer short-term goals and saying we should just kind of, you know, grade them at the end and hope that they did all the work in the meantime. But what we did with this new report is we asked teachers what they thought, because there's been a lot of controversy around the country about these policies, understandably. And so we did the first survey of teachers to find out what teachers think about these different policies. And by and large, teachers are just as skeptical as we've been when we've written about this stuff. And I've written policy papers and even talked to you about this topic before, Newell. And we had our opinions about it. And we found that teachers largely share that skepticism towards these grading reforms.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, setting a time period, you know, the time that you got to be there. How about, you know, just showing up at school on time? How do the folks that propose this and want these reformations, how do they respond to, well, when you finish with school, all of these things that are imposed upon these students are going to be imposed upon them in their work life? I mean, aren't we setting them up to fail? Because their expectation is, I get to do a retake. I don't have to show up on time. I can be 10 minutes late. That's no big deal. You know, I mean,
with you, Newell. I mean,
if you embed mm-hmm. that in their human behavior, how many jobs do they have to lose before they alter their human behavior?
I mean, yeah. You know? Yeah. It's a good point. So I think that, you know, they often attack the way that school is often, you know, in some ways school is stricter than the real world. Like if you, you know, at most people's job, if they, you know, make a mistake, they have some chance to kind of come back from it. And I think that that's what oftentimes grading reformers focus on, is that, you know, sometimes school is even, you know, stricter than a boss might be. But I don't think that's a good argument for just kind of lowering expectations and standards from where they used to be to a lower level. That's really just expecting less of students. And we have lots of research showing that students respond to the expectations around them. If they're not really expected to turn things in on time, they don't. If they're not, if they have a tougher grader as a teacher who is less likely to give them an A or less likely to give them a good grade, they learn more. And so those standards and those expectations are really important. And a lot of the equitable grading reforms, so-called equitable grading reforms, unfortunately do harm to those high standards and expectations that most educators want to uphold.
Well, Adam, I would probably suspect that you're a lot like me. You have a PhD, right? So you develop disciplines in the manner that you prepared yourself for class in order to make sure that you met all the expectations of your professors. I did the same thing. You know what's interesting? Every day when I sit down at my desk and I prepare for my show in order to conduct interviews with people like you that are a hell of a lot smarter than me, is I have to make sure that I'm prepared. And I've been mm-hmm. trained to do it that way because I had to meet those expectations in school. It's like muscle memory, right? You develop this culture that works for you as to how you can meet those expectations. I don't get to show up for you, the interview of Adam Tyner 5-10 minutes late. You're busy. You know? I mean,
that's right.
I they're so focused on the micro and they don't even understand it, to me, how this relates in the macro. When you get, you know, life's not fair. And if they think people aren't going to be judged for engaging in behavior that they're going to allow in school in a negative fashion, they're sadly mistaken.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. from cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean,
well, I think one of the big problems.
I had 1,700 employees work for me at one time. Mm-hmm. I don't accept people being late repeatedly over and over again. If I want a report to be done, they don't get to do a do-over. There's going to be sanctions. One of the things, they're not going to move through the corporate ladder, right? I mean, upward.
Right. And I mean, the truth is that there's always been some flexibility in some cases. I mean, if a student has some terrible thing happen,
absolutely.
Like, there are case by case basis that teachers can use to cut a student some slack. And I don't think that's unreasonable. The problem with this movement for changing school district policies or changing the whole school's policy is that it doesn't just say if a student has some, you know, unforeseen challenge or something, you can't accommodate them. It says you're not allowed to let anybody have a deadline. You're not allowed to have anybody have that higher expectation. So you're just lowering the expectations for everybody, not something like that would empower teachers on a case by case basis to cut a student some slack if they really have a legitimate reason for it, but just basically changing the policy to say you're taking away the tools that teachers use to keep students engaged. And, you know, not letting them actually hold them accountable for turning things in on time and doing their work.
So, Adam, how prevalent are these equitable grading policies? What did y'all find out?
Well, it's a good question, Noel, because we had seen a bunch of these controversies pop up at school board meetings around the country. Just a few weeks ago, San Francisco Unified School District was thinking about doing something along these lines, and there was a huge controversy in San Francisco. The mayor of San Francisco actually spoke out against them adopting these grading policies that are controversial. So this has popped up around the country, but nobody really knew how common they were. And I think what we found in the survey, which is the first survey that's ever been done of teachers on, the first national survey ever done of teachers on this topic, and your listeners can find the entire report at FordhamInstitute.org if they want to read the whole report. What we found is that many schools are experimenting with a little bit of this stuff. We looked at those five policies that you stated at the beginning, and we found that about half of schools are experimenting with at least one of those policies. But there aren't really very many schools that are doing like all of them. Doing four or five of those controversial policies, it's really only 6% of schools that are doing four or five of those controversial policies. Most are just doing one or two of those policies, if they're doing any at all. And about half of schools, half of teachers report that, you know, their school isn't doing anything like that.
Yeah. You know, and the participation thing, like, it's interesting. I'm sure you were a teacher at one time, right? Did you teach?
Yeah, I've led some classrooms. I sure have.
Yeah, you know, and I did as well, and at even at the university level. And I remember in one of my classes, I told them if I put it on the board or put it on the overhead, that's a better bet than secretariat. It's going to be on the test. And if you uh-huh. just got that right, you'd get a 60, mm-hmm. right? But you'd be amazed, you know, by how many students weren't in the class, right? They didn't get the information. They didn't get the notes. And then they wanted to complain where, you know, the first day of class, I said, that's how every class is going to be. If you just take down the material that I put up there that I've explained, you're going to get a 60. And so that makes it fairly easy for you to move from that grade to figure out what else you think is going to be important to the material that we've discussed. And, mm-hmm. you know, the people that were serious about it would participate. They would prepare for class. And guess what? They all got A's. mm-hmm. And it didn't take a huge amount of effort to do it. Right. But, you know, it was just interesting how, even as they got older, you know, and I suspected they came out of schools that didn't require a lot of this because it just mm-hmm. seemed so foreign to them that I would sit up there in front of class and say, I expect you to come to class prepared. I believe in the Socratic method. I'm going to challenge you. I want to debate you on these topics. And I think it's a great way of learning. And they were like, what are you talking about? I have to come to class? You know, it's like, what's that about?
Well, yeah, when I don't you know, think about, you know, your bar of, you know, you'll get a 60 if you just get these basics. That sounds about right. I think most of your listeners would think, like, that's about right. If you do the bare minimum, then you'll get something like a 60. And if you do more than that, then you'll be up into the B range. And then if you really go above and beyond that, then you'll be in the A range. But with this minimum grading or the 50% rule, students are getting 50% for doing nothing. And so there's really not any reason to put in that basic effort, or we're just, you know, inflating the entire spectrum of grades. And we do know that grade inflation is at a kind of tipping point now. People have been complaining about grade inflation forever, but, you know, the ACT had a report, I think last year, where they showed that they had the lowest ACT, average ACT scores on record. They had the highest GPAs, high school GPAs on record. So that's really strong evidence that, you know, that the grades have gone up and student learning has not. And then we're also seeing that grades are becoming less. Grades used to be kind of the gold standard for predicting post-secondary success, like how you do in college or how you do in the workforce. And mm-hmm. we're finding that that's not even true anymore. And elite colleges, you can't really look at grades because they're not really very predictive because everybody's getting A's.
And I guess that's why, Adam, a lot of schools that have abandoned both the ACT and the SAT are now going back.
That's exactly right.
They've recognized that they misinterpreted everything that was going on as these students were, where they were coming from, why the grades and everything else. Didn't take them long, about yeah. 2 or 3 years, and they're like, no, this isn't working.
Well, and parents need to look out for it too, because if your kid is just bringing home A's, B's, and C's, if they're bringing home a lot of B's and C's in their school, that may mean that they're really struggling. And you may not notice it because you think, well, this is better grades than I got in school. But they had different grades back when you were in school than they do today.
No, absolutely. Adam Tyner, always enjoy the reports that you guys put out. Great job on this one. And they can find this again where?
At FordhamInstitute.org.
FordhamInstitute.org. It's named Equitable Grading Through the Eyes of Teachers. Thank you so much for joining us, Adam Tyner, National Research Director at the Fordham Institute and author of this study. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks a lot, Noel.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.